You've tuned in to Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on this station. To ask your specific question, please unblock your number and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Since 2002, she holds a psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas and is the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for iPhone and Android. Mona is considered one of the top intuitive readers in the United States and does her best to answer as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Please call 347-850-1494 to be in the queue for the broadcast. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View with Las Vegas intuitive Mona Van Joseph.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the program. So I just wanted to remind you guys that every single person gets their turn, all right? And I have to say I have some pretty exciting stuff about to happen this weekend. I can't tell you yet, but I can tell you next Friday, and I will be telling you next Friday. But here's the secret to it. Everybody gets their turn. So when you get your turn, take your turn. Hello. Don't dilute it. Don't do anything to take away from it. Take your turn. Because if you believe like I do that every single person gets their turn, then that is exactly what you're going to manifest for yourself. That's exactly what you're going to make happen. So I'm going to go to the callers. I have somebody here from the 615 area code. Let's get them on the air. Hello, 615. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. My name is Jackie.
Oh, hey, Jackie. So what's your question for me today?
Well, my husband recently died. Well, not recently. It's been a few months. So I've been deciding to get out there. And I've joined some online dating sites.
Right.
And so far, all I've run into are some fake IDs, people who are catfishing. And I'm getting kind of discouraged.
Well, so here's what I'm
getting. I just don't know what to do.
Okay, so first of all, I would put the whole online dating thing on the back burner as a hobby and not a serious intent, because there are women of a certain age who are targeted by scam artists, and so any woman over about 45 is more likely to be targeted by a scam artist that is, you know, presenting himself as, you know, a 50-something, you know, widowed, single, ex-veteran. I mean, all of the, you know, veteran. It's like they're presenting themselves as though they have some sort of, sort of hero vibration about them. You know, that, and yes, women of a certain age are more likely to be catfished than women that are younger, all right? Now, here's the other thing, is what I'm getting is that there's a fella coming towards you in July. And it's saying that this fella comes towards you because you start doing something that actually improves your skills or your talents in some way. And so it also could be that, you know, let's say you love cats or let's say you love dogs and you start volunteering at the spay-neuter clinic at the end of the month, every month at one of the shelters. But what I'm getting here is that you're going to meet this man in person. You're not going to meet this man online. So instead of looking at the online as a venue, I'd rather you do something like take up Toastmasters and improve your public speaking skills, because you're not shy, but you are funny. And so it could be that down the road your expertise ends up being tapped at trade shows and conventions, but it says here you are more likely to meet him in person, and your power months this year are actually June and July. So here's one of the things that you do that I want you to stop doing, is I want you to stop ignoring the men that are trying to get your attention. Because let's say you go into Starbucks, right? And you walk right in, you go to the barista, you order your, this is what I order, non-fat, no foam, tall latte with an extra shot. That's what I order, all right? Sometimes I order it with the cream because I want to do it. But anyway, it doesn't matter. You walk in, you do your thing, and you leave. Now, what I want you to start doing is when you walk into Starbucks, especially if it's busy, I want you to pause inside the front door and look around to see if you're sort of expecting to see someone you know. And then if a man catches your eye, I just want you to smile at him. That's all.
Okay.
Just smile. Because you've forgotten how to flirt, girl.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. It's been a while.
Well, you've had a loss of a life partner. That's really tough. Because when you lose somebody that's important to you, you know, it's like your life is partly defined by them. And so suddenly you have to find something else to fill up your day, to fill up your time. And according to what this is saying here is that you meet the fella that you can actually really truly talk to through something you do as an activity right where you live. So whether that's Toastmasters, whether it's volunteering to help, you know, a spay-neuter clinic, maybe it's to volunteer with a charity that you find incredibly appealing, or something that's connected with how your husband passed, you know, a nonprofit that's connected with that. But what it's saying here is that there is absolutely no way at all that you're going to end up alone, because it's saying that this fella is coming towards you and you're not going to meet him online.
Oh, okay. That's interesting.
So there you go.
Yeah,
right,
I guess
friend,
I just need to get a
call.
Thank you.
All right, sweetie. See you later. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. I've got somebody here from the 725 area code. Hello, 725. Who's this?
Melissa.
Oh, hi, Marissa.
Hello?
What's your question? Yeah, what's
Melissa.
Your question?
I'm so happy right now, and I was just wondering, what do you see in the future for me? You know, I feel positive, so. But
so
I'm
that's
kind
of an open end. So Marissa, darling, that's kind of an open-ended question. That's usually why people come to see me for a full session. Do you have a specific question I can answer for you?
Oh, yes. Yes, I do. I'm doing really good in my business, small business, my husband and I. And I would like to know, do you see us taking, doing other things besides cleaning and painting?
So...
We've
actually,
houses, so.
Okay, so here's what it says. Is it says that you are really good at what you do and that you have a lot of people here that are committing to you. And the very first thing I want you to do is sit in the gratitude and the fact that you're drawing a lot of great business to you. It is saying that you are going to add another service. So I'm not sure if that's, you know, cat sitting, because people that have cats don't want to lug them down to, you know, the vet. So any of your clients that might already have cats, I would say, by the way, we also do cat sitting for $40 a day. So
that's weird.
Why?
I'm not fond of cats. I'm more of a dog person.
Well, so you could do the dog thing, but the reason I'm telling you cats, And since there's a we that's doing the business, you could have, you know, who you're working with actually go and take care of. Because here's how you take care of a cat. You show up, you make sure they have clean water, you give them food,
mm-hmm.
you scoop their box, you pet their little head, and you leave. That's
okay.
How you take care of a cat. And the thing about it is people that have cats do not want to put them in a carrier and take them to a boarding place. So if you add that as a service for $40 a day, you're talking maybe 15 minutes of your time to stop by once a day.
Okay.
So I'm just
anything
saying
that brings in
adding,
the money.
Well, here's the thing, is that I'm not worried about you bringing in money. As a matter of fact, this says that over the next 3 years, you get so good at what you do that you end up officially hiring employees and starting to do commercial cleaning as well as residential cleaning. But I'm not worried about your path at all.
Oh, okay, good. That's good. So the way I'm feeling positive. Okay.
And here's the other thing. The more networking events you can do, like, are you in Vegas?
Yes.
Okay. So there is a group that meets every Thursday at the Omelet House on Rancho in Charleston. All right. They meet at 7 a.m. There is no house cleaner in that group.
Oh, okay.
So there's about 80 members. So these 80 members, I'm pretty sure none of them want to clean their house. So if you come in and you say, I do residential cleaning and I'm reasonable and I'm bonded, and you'd say all that, you're going to get a lot of business probably just from that group.
Okay. It's on Rachel.
So they meet Thursday. Yeah. Omelet House,
okay.
Thursdays, 7 a.m. So, and maybe I'll see you there.
All righty. Thank you.
All right, gal pal. All right. Thanks for the call. See you later. Uh-huh. Okay. Bye. All right. I've got somebody here from the, hold on, my computer's running a little slowly here. Okay. I'm going to area code 551. Hello, 551. Who's this?
Hi, this is Tanisha. I am calling from New Jersey about romance. Wanted to know what did you see that full committed relationship.
Okay. So there's a guy here. Now, first of all, I'm going to tell you something really, really different. All right?
Oh.
First of all, the guy that you're going to end up with is going to think you're cute, but the sexual energy that you portray, that's not going to be his biggest interest in you initially. He's going to be more interested in you because you make him feel like himself and that you're smart enough for him. So here's the funny thing, is that the more you go into treating a guy like, could this man be my companion of choice? Could this man be my best friend for the next 50 years? Right.
Mm-hmm.
The more you go into that energy, the more you're very critical of how he fits in your life, not the other way around. Because most women change themselves to try and get a guy's attention, and I don't want you to do that.
Okay.
At all. What I want you to do is I want you to go, hey, I'm just looking for the guy that I can spend all day on Sunday in my jammies with.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Because here's the thing, is that you literally want somebody that when you wake up in the morning and you're not wearing any makeup and you're grubby from the night and you have not brushed your teeth and he still kisses you good morning and makes you coffee. That's the guy you want.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Because what it says here is that you're about to attract a man that's likely to be an Aquarius, Libra, or Gemini. He is very, very smart. And this man is going to be incredibly successful. And you will be the woman that helps him do that. Because where he's a little clumsy communicating with people, this says you get very good at that.
Okay.
That you yourself become quite the businesswoman. And I'm pretty excited to actually tell you that. So here's the thing. It's talking about your power month this month, this year is actually, now it seems like a bit away, but it says your power month is October. So anything you can do to make yourself even more business savvy, more business aware in the next, 7 months or so, I'm totally on board with that with you. But
I'm starting my company this year. So I'm launching it by December. My private practice. I'm a therapist.
Wow. I think that there might be a really good opportunity for you to have an open house.
Okay. Okay.
And you know what? There's a vibration that I'm getting for you, and I don't know why I'm getting this for you, but I'm going to tell you. It is make you a priority. It's almost like that's your book.
Okay.
Make you a priority. It's not about being selfish as much as it is about being self-aware. And that it's saying that as soon as you fulfill your needs, that may be the public speaking venue that you end up, that might be your platform.
That's, you know what, you are touching on some stuff that I'm actually was thinking about start doing venues, because I see so many people, like I date around, and they are so focused on relationships, just like myself when I was younger. And
right.
Like, you're pouring all of this energy into another person, and you don't even know yourself. You're not even established yet. Why don't you take some of that time and energy and pour into yourself so you can be the best you, so you can present well when you do decide to, you know, join or, you know, create
right.
a family relationship. So, and I tell
right.
so many young kids that I work with, like, you know, you really need to work on you first. So that's so funny that you picked that up.
Yeah, it was something I was supposed to tell you, because what happens here is that we have two different categories of people, and I'm gonna get polarized here. We have people that think they're entitled and the world should cater to them, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then we have people that don't think they're good enough to have what they want. And really what it boils down to is a sense of being authentic and fulfilling your potential first, and then both of those fall away.
Okay, yes.
You see what I mean? It's not about being entitled, and it's not about being what you think other people want you to be. It's about you being authentic.
Okay.
And for you, it starts with you. So it's... I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
I said, do you know when I might meet this nice, awesome guy?
There's somebody between October and December, but October's the power month.
Okay.
All right, gal pal, okay. Gotta go. Thanks for the call. See you later.
All right, thanks.
All right. I've got somebody here from the 352 area code. Hello, 352, who's this? Hello, 352. All right. I'm going to go to area code 415. Hello, 415. Who's this?
Hi, this is Jessica. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Jessica. What's your question?
I've been marketing myself a little bit different, or I should say getting out there more, and just wanted to see what the cards had to say or what you were picking up about it.
Okay, that's kind of a full service reading. Do you have a specific question?
Just bringing in new clients. Let's do it that way. How about that?
Okay. It's saying the way for you to bring in new clients is to not do it the way you did it before. It's about lighting the way for others. So what you do is, if you can present a way for people's lives to be easier, if you can present a way to show people how to save money, if you can create help them create a vibration that allows their life to be a little bit more in flow and work in a little bit more of a slow motion phase. So I got to even say, don't do things the way you did before, and specifically to you, it's not about you chasing, it's about you allowing and moving more in slow motion than being the, I'm going to grab the bull by the horns and I'm going to take the bull down. It's about, yeah, okay, I can help you, but I'm not going to chase you. It literally says that you go into a much more relaxed vibration, and that's what you work with your clients, is that you're going into a more relaxed vibration. And when you go into that mojo, everything shifts for you.
Wow, I feel like maybe they're shaming me a little bit, because I just followed up with a client to give her another option to a lower price point to work with me, because the other one was like too high for her. So I probably shouldn't have followed up with her, I guess.
Well, so I'm just going to tell you, you know, my rates just went up to do readings for people. I've been in business 17 years doing this professionally, and my rates are now in the ballpark of people that have they're actually people that have done less than I have. My rates are around that ballpark now. And the reason I did that is because I'm not going to discount my time anymore. I mean, you can call this radio program and you can get your question answered for free, and I'm going to keep doing that because it's a venue for that. But I'm not going to discount what I provide to people anymore. So yeah, it's not really you being shamed. It's about you learning the fact that I would not discount what you're offering to people anymore.
Oh,
because,
it was definitely not a discount. It was just like a smaller way of working with me. I don't know. I'm confused about that because it's like, should you follow up with people or not at all? Just forget them. And that's what I used to actually do.
Well, wait. Yeah. Sweetie, you should always follow up. And the way to, in my opinion, the way to follow up is, it was awesome to visit with you today, yesterday, or whenever it was. Let me know if there's anything else any questions I can answer for you or any other thing that you need. And then the ball's back in their court, and that's what you want. You want the ball back in their court. So, all right, gal pal, thanks for the call.
Great.
See you later.
Thank you.
All right, I've got somebody here from the 229 area code. Hello, 229. Who's this?
Hi, this is Melvin.
Hi, Melvin. What's your question?
My question is, I just got out of the hospital yesterday, and I just want to know. Yeah, I had some issues with my stomach, and I just want to know, do you like see my health getting better?
The question to that, or the answer to your question is yes. I do see your health getting better, but what it's saying here is that you can't have the same lifestyle you had before you went into the hospital. That means that you cannot eat things or put things in your body that your body is rejecting. And so I'm not a physician, I'm not a nurse, I'm not a nutritionist. That's not what I do. What your cards are saying here is that you actually start feeling better very, very quickly because you're eliminating, I actually wonder if there's foods you're allergic to and that your body finally said, oh, I can't do this anymore. So it's saying that you know what upsets your stomach, you know what upsets your system, and I'm sure that the physicians from the hospital told you exactly those same things. So do I see you feeling better? It says, yeah, you feel a lot better in April, and then you're back to your usual, whether it's work or your usual activities by May. So, all right, Melvin, thanks for the call. See you later.
Okay.
All right, I've got somebody here from the 317 area code. Hello, 317. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Sherry.
Oh, hi, Sherry. What's your question?
Hi. Can you tell me what spiritual gifts that my guides like? I tend to be able to pick up on a lot of different things, and I feel like I'm spread too thin, but I'm not quite sure what direction I need
to
go in.
Yeah, Sherry, that doesn't surprise me because it's saying your biggest challenge is to bring harmony to your own chaos and not to other people's chaos. And that your biggest, if I were to give you a strong message, this is the message. You absolutely have to get to the point where you are the eye of the hurricane, that you are the calm in the storm, that you can look at the storm and not get swept up in it, and that may be exactly what you're going to teach other people, is that how to be calm in chaos. That's literally what this is saying, and that you are spread too thin, and you are doing too much, and you're maybe even a little addicted to that energy. Because when you get in that energy, what happens is that you don't really have to concentrate on yours. You're concentrating on other people. And what I'm seeing here is that probably the most valuable thing you can do, and I would look this up on the internet because I tell people this all the time, there's a 7-minute chakra tune-up video on YouTube. And you want to look up the 7-minute chakra tune-up. And you actually play that once a day or at any time you feel like you're getting into monkey mind. Because here's the thing. It's saying as soon as you get calm, Sherry, as soon as you get into I'm going to just let some things happen and not make them happen, then mm-hmm. then this, it's like you cross the finish line for yourself. So
okay.
So if the funny thing is your power months this year are between July and October, and that it may be a book that you write, and it could be something that people download on Amazon that you end up writing, like How to Stay Calm in Chaos.
Mm-hmm.
How to be the eye in the storm. Because literally, if I could give you that one big message, it's that. Stay calm.
Okay.
Learn how to be
okay.
calm, and then teach other people how to do it. So, all right, gal pal, thanks for the call.
Okay, okay
yeah.
thank you.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the professional and privileged psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment, and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything. What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-day energy reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Mona. Questions answered by Mona are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. For the times and dates of the live broadcast of Psychic View, please follow The Mystic Mona on Twitter and Mona Van Joseph on Instagram. Download Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, to ask your question directly on your mobile device. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Please visit www.mona.vegas or call 702-233-4790 to schedule your session. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift.